Hello and welcome to the Answer Podcast. My name is Pavel Buzha and I'm joined by...
Sebastian Kalemba. Hello everyone. Today we're going to host Daniel Martinez Lara, who's the director and founder of Pepe Schoolland.
We're going to talk about 3D animation, Blender, all that jazz. I can't wait for you to check out this episode, so let's go straight into it. All right, Daniel Martinez Lara, welcome to the podcast.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Can you introduce yourself to people listening and watching the podcast?
Okay, my name is Daniel Martinez Lara, and my three passions basically are teaching. Mm-hmm. I have my own animation school based in Barcelona. It's just I only have 20 students, one class per year. Mm-hmm. And the second year is a selection of the first class, only with 5-6 students. Mm-hmm. But not at the same time the first class. It's just 1 year, 20 students, mm-hmm. and the second year, 5-6 uh-huh. students. So, mm-hmm. And I like a lot the teaching thing. It's one of my passions. The other one is create animation shorts. Mm-hmm. Okay, because I'm a 3D guy. Mm-hmm. Okay, but I love the 2D workflow thing. Mm-hmm. Okay, but I'm trying to introduce the 2D workflow inside 3D.
Nice.
Okay, and one of my passion is making animation shorts. Mm-hmm. And the last one, but it's an important part of my time, is design animation tools. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like I'm not a developer. Mm-hmm. I'm working with developers, mm-hmm. and the main thing is right now is working in Wiz Pencil, the Blender Wiz Pencil tool. Mm-hmm. Basically, this tool is to create a complete 2D workflow inside in a 3D program.
Yeah.
Okay. We started that 12 years ago, something like that.
Yeah. You were talking about Wiz Pencil, right?
It. Like actually. I believe like so many companies are using it right now.
Yeah. Yes, in fact, right now there is about 6 feature films mm-hmm. Made with Wiz Pencil, and we know that there is a lot of companies using for storyboarding, animatics, all this kind of thing. I think because the 2D thing is because you don't have you have a more a more easy workflow, like in 3D things. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because in 3D, you have modeling, rigging, skinning, a lot of things. But basically in 2D, is the artist with the pen, have is the modeler, the cloth simulation thing, all these kind of things. So for 2D production, it's more easy to introduce this kind of new tools. Mm-hmm. But you know, in a very complex workflow in, for example, in a feature film with Marvel or something like that is more complete because you have a really strong workflow.
Yeah. Okay. There was actually a great movie that came on Netflix, I think, a couple of years ago from Sergio Pablos, Klaus, for example.
Klaus mm-hmm. was made with traditional, like, mm-hmm. I think, Tombone or something, and his own tools for rendering. They make his own really nice tool for rendering. Volumetrics thing is really nice. And right now they are moved all the pipeline to Blender Pencil.
That's perfect.
About the cinematography thing, have the Wiz Pencil, all these kind of tools. Yeah. But for 2D studios is more easy. Because the pipeline is more easy.
But you know, absolutely. But what's really great, I've seen some shots with Wiz Pencil that are using kind of a bit of a 3D pipeline when it comes to setting up the camera.
Yeah.
And then you keep the camera flow.
Yeah.
Which is very organic because setting up the camera in 3D is way easier and way better than 2D, of course.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, but then keeping up the pace with the Wiz Pencil is a next level.
Yeah, because for me, exactly, this is the point, is to introduce all these 2D workflow basically is an artist drawing things.
Yeah.
Okay. A monster, a person, a whatever. It's basically one person doing things. If you can make this in a 3D environment, you have, for one side, is the movement of the cameras, all these things. This is really nice. But the other part, for me, is the most important part, is the you introduce into 2D the all the editing part of 3D.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Because Wish Pencil, in this case, is not pixel, it's geometry.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's like a real geometry thing. Okay, so you have vertex, you can manipulate that, you can change the color, apply modifiers, combine with geometry nodes.
Mm-hmm.
For example, you can draw and start to see growing trees or ink or whatever, because it's 3D thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So for me, I think this mix is really interesting. Is the input is like an artistic way.
Yeah.
You can start to draw something. Mm-hmm. But you have all the possibilities of the 3D environment.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, it's editing parts.
Yeah.
So for me, this is working with the cameras, and the other part is the editing part.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In fact, when I make a lot of consulting for the studios that using Wish Pencil for production, and talking with animators, tell me something about this process. And usually the answer is, okay, camera is great, moving things, but for us, the best part is the editing part.
Yeah.
Can you manipulate all the data inside the 3D environment?
Yeah.
What got you initially into 3D and animation and then also like filmmaking? What was the thing that kind of sparked this interest?
Sorry?
What got you into 3D animation and filmmaking in the beginning? Yeah.
Ah, okay. I started basically 30 years ago, something like that, with studying, cinematography.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because I love when I saw Back to the Future.
It
was a really, really, really important moment for me when I was in the cinema and see, oh my God, I want to know how to make these kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And in this moment, I decided to start filming.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And during studying these courses of cinematography, I want to make some credits for one of my live action shorts. And in this point, I have a computer and some animation tool, Animation Pro, something like that, very old thing.
Yeah.
Okay, and in this moment, I start to realize that, okay, I like cinematography, but I like the animation thing. And I want to combine all these things. And in this moment, I started to learn 3D.
Okay.
Okay, with 3D Studio, but not the 3D Studio Max. The 3D Studio not Windows, the MDOS.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, with...
with the disk.
Floppy disk.
Yeah.
Okay. And I started with that, and after that, I use 3D Studio Max, the first version. After that, Maya, and right now, 15 years ago, I started with Blender.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, it's my main tool.
Yeah,
that's an amazing tool. Actually, you know, it's open source.
Yeah,
a great community behind.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember actually that you released the very first version of Wish Pencil like 12 years ago, something like that.
Yeah,
it was a pretty primitive tool, but it was already helpful, correcting the poses even on top of the pose in 3D.
Yeah.
But man, like 12 years later, like the Wish Pencil is such a powerful tool right now.
Yeah, in fact, Wish Pencil was from the start of Blender was just a annotation tool.
Yeah,
a 3D annotation tool in the viewport.
Exactly.
So you can fix that. This is bad. You are fired.
Yeah.
All these kind of things.
Yeah.
Okay. So when I saw this tool, okay, making my own animations, I thought maybe we can turn this mm-hmm. basic tool in a more powerful thing.
Yeah.
Maybe just for storyboarding
mm-hmm.
or something like mm-hmm. that. Mm-hmm. So we start to make some changes, and we realize that, okay, this is so useful mm-hmm. for storyboarding. What happened if we can make this option and the other one and the other one, and to try to make this tool like a complete 2D animation tool
mm-hmm.
for make feature films in 2D animation films. And basically, this is the word during these 12 years. Okay, is try to put this tool in a production level thing.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Okay.
And it's very intuitive. Like, it's mm-hmm. very, very nice to use, honestly. It's a pleasure to work with GrisPencil.
Yeah, for me, I think the one of the things is because the Blender philosophy is a different approach, okay? Because I was using 3D Studio, 3D Studio Max, Maya, within a lot of years, and now Blender. And the approach of Blender is more artistic-centric thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like it's organized because thinking about you are an artist,
mm-hmm.
and you can need go for modeling, mm-hmm. or sculpting, or maybe GrisPencil for 2D, or maybe rendering with mm-hmm. Eevee. But every tool is looking to the artist.
Mm-hmm.
It's a different. For this reason, I think that there is a lot of concert artists
mm-hmm.
that are using Blender for to create concept. Like there is a lot of artists using Blender just like a part of his process.
Yeah.
Combined mm-hmm. with Photoshop and all these kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. When did you have the idea to start Pepper Land School? Like, what was the inspiration behind it? Did you feel like there was a moment in your life where you decided, like, I really want to share this knowledge, but also I want to have like a limited group in which I kind of work with?
Yes. I would like to think about the teaching thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know exactly, but always I like to teach something to people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and when I started making 3D animation, maybe 2 years ago to mm-hmm. start making 3D, I decided to teach.
Yeah.
Okay. So I was working in a animation in the filmmaking school
mm-hmm.
in Madrid, and with a tiny part of animation.
Yeah.
Okay. So I started here with little people with little
small
students.
Group. Yeah.
Okay. And after 2 years, 3 years, something like that, I decided to create my own. My own animation school, because I love it. I really love teaching and making the way that we do. It's basically one course, 20 students, fully no online. It's fully
on site.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. And I love this interaction with the students.
Yeah.
And see all the emotional process of these students all the fears. Okay. and I love it. I love it. This kind of relationship with the students.
Yeah.
So basically, for me is another part is. With this system, 1 year
mm-hmm.
Making the full course
mm-hmm.
and the second year working with only with few students, in the second year I have time to create my own things. Make a crazy thing with this tool or thinking about that, because for me it's important combine the teaching thing and I have time to create another thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Actually, I remember when you started the Pepe Land School, you correct me if I'm wrong, but the way I remember is like you've started it and you kind of released the very first picture that you are running the school along with the shorts that you've created. I remember I was looking for your shorts because they were really funny.
With the Arnold ones.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I think it's...
And it was pretty, I miss, you know, it was really character animation focused. So the environment was simple, but the story behind it was very good. The pacing was good. The rhythm was good. And I really love it. And it was very unique. That was your trademark that time. And I really, really been enjoying it. And then, you know, we had a small talk before, but I you know, my personal path, animation path crossed with your students. So you raised a bunch of great artists.
Mm-hmm.
How many people actually went through to the school?
Around 300?
Mm-hmm.
300 or maybe, I don't know, something like that.
Yeah,
something like that.
Nice.
That's awesome.
So, for me, the talking about the animation thing, for me, the most interesting part for me is the storytelling thing.
Yeah.
It's not just about animation.
Yeah.
Okay. It's animation, of course. You need a really good animation. But for me, the core of the thing is the storytelling thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I don't care about if it's huge production or a small, tiny one or just a... Just an animation piece for a student or whatever is have a storytelling or a payoff for the audience, something. Mm-hmm. Okay, it's not just about...
There needs to be some type of message in it, right?
Measure or impact or something.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just about making beautiful things.
Mm-hmm.
That is okay. It's perfect. But for me, the communication thing is important. Create some impact or thinking or emotion in the audience.
Perfect.
I think it's the base of this business, like video games or feature films or whatever. It's about make emotions in the audience.
Yeah, exactly.
What have you seen throughout the years in terms of your students? In terms of, is there something that is a factor that kind of shows that, I don't know, they've been progressing faster than the ones you had a couple years ago? Maybe they're more skilled now? Or do they come with the same kind of problems and fears, like you said? Or what's the landscape?
Yeah, in the emotional part, basically is the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone is have... His fears and his some people are more confident, okay. Mm-hmm. But you know, this job is to show things to the people, to the audience.
Yeah.
Okay, I like it. I don't like it. it's difficult. It's so difficult. Okay. But this part, I think, basically is the same.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of the preparation, or turn off the knowledge of the students, right now is more fast.
Yeah,
it's more fast because the thing is the programs, the techniques, all this kind of thing is more easy. It's more easy for the students have a really decent level in 1 year, in 2 years, or something like that, start to work in a really nice productions.
Yeah, yeah. So it's much easier for them. Also, I think, you know, having access to numerous Discords, YouTube, all these things.
Yeah,
like they can self teach themselves very quick.
Yeah.
But then they also probably need what I think they need the most kind of work is like guidance, right? So guidance,
More in the case of the animation, because animation needs a lot of feedback to get it right. Because, of course, if you have, you are you how is the word modeler you are a modelator? No.
Modeler.
Modeler. Mm-hmm. If you are a modeler, okay, you need go right and make the good things, okay? But it's a static thing. But animation, the problem is you have the time.
Yeah.
And something is working in the first second, it's not working in the 7 second, and it's kind of in the final. And the whole piece is not... When you have the time, okay, it's more difficult. Yeah. It's more difficult. And you have the acting, all this kind of the feelings, all this kind of thing. So for me, is for I think that is the most, it's the more, the most difficult thing to learn alone is the animation. Okay, it's possible. It's my case. In my case, I studied animation, okay, but during a lot of years trying different things, and when you have a guidance, it's more easy to reach the good level. Okay.
Oh, tell us a little bit more about the way you structure your program. Because I agree absolutely that nowadays it's easier for a student to digest the very like basic level of the software. What are the basic behind, let's say, the animation? But as you said, storytelling. You learn storytelling for all your life. You're gonna like I personally still also learning the storytelling. What makes a good storytelling versus the bad storytelling? And what's the program? You also said that you love shorts. Do your students finalize the program with a short animated, I don't know, movie, or they collaborate?
The first year is we made a lot of animation pieces, okay, every week, and the last month is to create the best one with. Maybe 20 seconds or something like that, doing his best. Okay, and the second year is basically the demo reel thing.
Okay,
when I working with the only with five, is come on, let me about your interest. Maybe I want to work in video games.
Okay,
I want to work like a feature film, like a Pixar thing. Or I'm more interested in layout thing or storytelling or all this kind of thing. Right. So with that in the table, we design what is the best
demo reel.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe 3, 2, 5 pieces to show in to the industry that you are in that way. Okay.
So basically, really cool.
This is the second year is basically about that. It's doing things. Okay. And with the same structure of the first, that basically is a lot of feedback thing. With a lot of assignment. We have 2 assignments per week, one in the morning and one in the Mondays, another in the Thursdays. Okay. They work a lot.
Yeah.
Okay. And feedback.
Yeah.
Feedback a lot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
To try to the student have the knowledge to, okay, this is works, this is not. Okay. And learn, because and the end of the day is about criteria.
Yeah.
Okay. It's because right now we are using Maya, Blender, animation, but who knows, in 2 years, 3 years with AI, or I don't know, but at the end of the day, it's about have criteria, I think this is works. And I think this is the best solution to create this emotion in the audience. Okay. Basically, is that.
Yeah.
So it's depend of is a video game or is it's an animation thing. You have make different decision, but it's basically about that.
Must be incredible. Like the students that are in the lucky five, let's say, they have the possibility to create something which is so polished and so prepared. Like having a demo reel for an animator is such an important thing. But you can have something which has been already feedbacked and worked on, and it's incredible because you're bringing out people who come ready. But also, this also raises the bar for everyone else. So it's like, ooh.
Exactly.
It's not easy.
Yeah, there is a lot of work.
Yeah.
Okay, and for me, it's only possible if I have only 5, 6, yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Okay, because it's not, it's a different thing.
Yeah.
Okay, but for me, it's working. I'm happy with that.
That's really cool. That's really cool. Mm-hmm. And you have the focus for everybody, right? So if it's a group of 5 to 6 people, they get full attention, and it's really like hands on, and also working like pretty much, you know, arm to arm, and actually getting stuff
yeah,
done.
Yeah, totally.
It's awesome actually that you're doing it on site.
What?
That you're doing it on site, like in real, you know, yeah, that's really
yeah,
nice.
Yeah.
You have this real, you know, that
real I think, connection, right?
I think there's also this school called Animation Collaborative. I think it's run by Pixar animators next to the Pixar campus.
Okay.
They've made this animation collaboration school. And I think it's run by Victor Navon, legends, right? Also, and they also have, I think they introduced right now also an online version, but for first years, it was only
on site.
So right now there's also online, but yeah, that's a different, you know, quality.
I think this online is okay, and is a solution for a lot of things, of persons. Okay, I think it's great.
Yeah.
But you are working in person, basically, you can make more things in the less time.
Yeah.
Because you have a lot of information just talking about. And when you see a student, oh, come on, I'm a crap, you know, you feel it. You can talk with that and say, come on, don't worry about that. One advice that talking with the students says, right now there is working from home. What is the word?
The remote.
The remote thing. Mm-hmm. Okay? It's really nice. It's really nice for some professionals. It's really nice. Mm-hmm. But when you are introduced in this industry, for me, the best thing is try to work in a place.
Yeah.
Okay? With another professional, because you have some quality time in the coffee machine.
Yes.
Okay? Talking about, okay, don't worry about that. Yeah. Okay, for me it was different, but okay.
Yeah.
So all these things is important information.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I think it's the same thing when you are learning something. Okay, it's totally possible online. Okay, with a more different program, different approach, different time. Okay, but for example, in my case, the things that the students that we can learn in just in 1 year, is not possible in the same amount of time by online.
For sure,
you need another
time, right?
For sure.
And do you give your students actually the feedback using Gris Pencil? Like that you are drawing on top of that over
It's the pen. Yes. Yeah, In fact, when using the video editor, because Blender have a video sequencer editor, so drop the video thing and start to draw something.
Nice.
This is okay. For me, I'm not like a teacher. I'm not really very, very, very technical thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, of course, talking about the arcs, the things, the clicks, the arms, pop-ups, thing, all these kind of things. But I'm not really worried about all this kind of. For me, is that it works. It does work. This post is clear. Transmit. Okay, it's from the general to particular thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because in this job is so easy. Try to fix tiny things like a foot slide or this finger make some pop or like. Of course, you need polish all these things to have a professional level, but I'm really focusing about the is working, that because I think it's superior thing that is perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That this is working, yes or no, okay, and after that, okay. we can make some pulleys about that. But it's working. I think it's superior to it's perfect.
Yeah, exactly. And nowadays, when you look at demo reels, actually, what at least I'm looking for is actually the story behind it. Mm-hmm. Because when it comes to the technical aspect, you know, at some point you'll be able to achieve a pose or whatever you want.
But
if there's no story, or there's a story that you've seen already hundreds of times, that it's simply, it's boring, right? So how you actually kind of injects or like this creative spark in students? Because as you said, you are a storyteller. So I can imagine that you put so much pressure even on like, let's make cool story. It can be 5 seconds, but it should sell something.
That is the point. It's basically, is the storytelling is part of the whole course. It's not about just animation. Animation is only... what is the word?
Craft?
No. Well, you have the king and the farmers or your population thing. Animation is totally behind of the storytelling. This animation, these animation choices, this angle, this camera angle, is a benefit to the your storytelling. So basically, is during the whole course is under the under the vision of the storytelling thing is always.
Yeah, I agree.
So must have nowadays,
it's
right?
Like a good story, like to the project Red, you know.
Yeah,
the story is the king. Like every single thing is a servant to the story.
And maybe your storytelling is just for, it's a simple thing or very complex, or because you have different audience. This don't mean that you need really complex things. It's the fan. But you need have a clear vision about that. This is okay, and the rest of the thing is just some servants to try to achieve this.
Yeah, absolutely agree.
Yeah,
do you still work on your shorts? Do you still have this power to actually create shorts?
Not right now. I'm thinking maybe in 2 years or three, I started a new short. Okay, but I'm thinking about the story. Okay, maybe something about the death or something like that.
Okay.
I have some ideas, and I'm thinking what will be the animation technique, because my next thing that to start to play or to think about the next animation tool is try to introduce the claymation.
Oh yeah,
inside Blender.
That's nice.
Okay, this kind of workflow thing. I was made some interesting tests, okay, and I see the potential, but basically it's trying to use this animating with the rigs, okay, and create some... I have some crazy ideas that I want to explore and use this short to play with this with these techniques. So I'm trying. Yeah, I'm thinking a lot of things. Okay, but I don't want to use the same techniques that I used before. For me, it's more fun when I am in a when I play with
you're not fully comfortable.
But for me it's so challenging to try have a new technique or something like that, so basically this is the idea,
exploring and learning, right?
And learning.
That's
okay,
awesome.
And using a storytelling, a good storytelling in that, okay, but I need the two things for me. I not just only one great story or something,
but also a challenge.
Yeah, I need some that because you work a lot every day. you know, a lot of hours with the, and for me it's more interesting when I learn something in the process. Okay, in fact, in my case, I discovered so many years ago that the production thing is not my thing. Okay, working in a really big production or something like that is okay. I worked in feature films and in advertising, in series, all these kind of things, but it's not my thing. Okay, because I need to play with another toys. Okay, every day.
Yeah.
Oh, that's really cool. It also kind of pushes what 3D animation is, right? The evolution of it. So if you also look at it and kind of what you've seen throughout the years, what do you think is kind of next for 3D animation? Because we touched a little bit about AI, so there might be, you know, tools which are kind of using AI in order to push the technology further. But what else is there?
I totally think that in the future will be professionals using AI in the production.
Yeah.
But professionals.
Yes.
Okay. You need professionals that because you, in production you need control.
Yeah.
And right now all these things because I'm using AI for something, but the main problem is you don't have a real control.
Yeah.
But it will be. Yeah. I'm sure that it will be. And I think that will be professionals that create this kind of control and mix with the standard pipeline, all these kind of things. But I'm really sure that the, for example, when you're talking about the quality animation thing, okay, I'm talking about Pixar thing, it's just one animator make around 3 seconds or 5 seconds per week.
Per week, yeah.
Yeah.
It's okay, but I think it's not because it's the best way. It's because there is not another way to make that.
Yeah.
So I think in the future will be another tools mixing with AI or something like that to create the same, put the animation in more, in terms of production, more like a actor thing. Okay, I'm not talking about the style, about the motion capture thing, all this kind of thing. It's not about that because if you are making Toy Story thing, you need Toy Story animation. You need this kind of a style.
Yeah.
But in terms of production of seconds per week, I think that in the future will be a lot of tools to have a more productive thing, okay?
To speed up things.
Yeah, speed up things,
totally. For me, it's the don't lose the creative process using new tools.
Mm-hmm. It's a matter of quality also because, you know, there are some studios that tell, you know, they demand from animators to have 15 seconds of animation per week.
Yeah.
But of course, the quality suffers, right?
Yeah.
But if you can maintain the quality in shorter bracket of time, that's the sweet spot, right?
Yeah, I think it's for me is the interesting part of the new technologies. How can I achieve that? For example, right now it's not ready, but interesting. No, it's not ready. No, it's more about this no easy thing. But I think one interesting workflow, maybe for animators, 3D animators, making animation thing, cartoon thing, is that, for example, using the, right now it's not ready, but using, for example, the camera things, and you can put this animation inside Blender or Maya, okay? But you don't use this animation, just I want dispose, and after that delete the rest, and now I cartoonize these poses, okay? So, and I can show this to the supervisor, okay, and see different approach. Maybe in one day I have three different versions. It depends of the animation, okay? Maybe for acting thing, okay, I'm talking that, okay, this, that. And I have something cartoony, okay, in less time, mm-hmm. using this kind of thing. Because for me, the most time-consuming thing, one of the most in animation, is the posing your characters.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, try to pose in your character.
Actually, that most often, like to first very first pose,
yeah.
it takes most often like hours sometimes or two. Then it's getting faster, but the first, like kneeling down, hammering down the first pose,
totally.
Is the most consuming always.
So all the things that speed up this process.
Yeah.
With the thing that you don't lose the control,
yeah.
because the thing here is the control.
Yeah.
Everything is arrived to your 3D program thing or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, but for me this is the maybe there is a way to speed up the process.
Mm-hmm.
I have one maybe request question because there are not many people can, you know, join your school,
mm-hmm.
Because you are in Barcelona on the on-site. But there's going to be also definitely some aspiring animators watching this.
Yeah.
If you could just share with the people any advices for students, like what they should focus.
Okay, I have a class in the end of the course that is called Now What?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, about
after
learning
all the
animation,
courses,
so know what.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I start for the end. For me, the most challenging thing for a student is that after working 10 years in this industry, game, VFX, or animation thing, is keep the illusion to working in this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's not about. For me, it's the most difficult thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the most difficult thing, because when you're working in the industry, okay, you have a lot of passion.
Yeah.
You can make your own things, all this kind of thing, and you try to learn that this is a job. Okay, you need make some decisions,
mm-hmm.
not just to thinking about the money. Just maybe because. Okay, this is not the same money, it's less money, but it's better for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, to give some food to this passion thing. Okay, or maybe okay, this is okay, and now I'm going to have nice money. Okay, mm-hmm. working in that or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, try to manage your career to don't have a burnout.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. For me, it's the most, because mm-hmm. of course when you start in this profession, you are very passionate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. You have a lot of energy, and it's nice. It's really nice. Okay. But have in mind that it's easy that in 10 years, you have like a person in the coffee machine. Okay, the new project. Okay,
yeah.
And you need make some decisions about that.
Mm-hmm. Okay? To keep the passion alive and mm-hmm. actually drive for it.
Have a trade off: your personal life, your passion, your thing. You need
balance.
Yeah, have a balance. Okay, mm-hmm. because it's more easy searching the El Dorado.
Yeah.
Thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And now I'm mm-hmm. working to. I'm moving to New Zealand and now Canada.
Yeah.
It's great when you have 20s. You have your Instagram account with a lot of mm-hmm. nice pictures.
Yeah.
Okay, but it's something to think about.
Especially nowadays, I think we're just like rushing to get, like you said, to El Dorado, like to get to this golden place where you're happy. And when you get to the place, you're like, am I happy? No, I need to pursue something else. Yeah. And you're always rushing, and you get to a point where you're like, okay, I think I need to slow down because I'm constantly just running towards
or
something.
The body at some point tell you yes.
And you get to the goal and you're still going somewhere else, which is like, okay.
But the end is, okay, I'm here, but... It's not so. I don't feel so different.
Yeah.
Okay. When I'm in Pixar, I have several students working in Pixar or mm-hmm. DreamWorks or something like that, and it's normally after 10 years, 15 years, something like that, is the same thing. Okay, it's okay, but now it's not worthy.
So make
some decision about to try to keep your life interesting.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Keep the passion alive.
Exactly. All right.
That's your question, my friend. I have a last one, yeah. Mm. I asked this to almost everybody that we're talking during Promised Land. What inspires you personally to do what you do?
For me, is when I see an artist, okay, try to communicate with the audience.
Mm-hmm.
For me, is the gate mm-hmm. to when I say something, like I see an artist, yeah, with a vision, all this kind of inspire me a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we just see a person and that. And of course, when I say, for example, when I saw the Spider-Man verse thing, mm-hmm. the second one.
Mind blow.
Because it's not just about the visual. This is really, really impressive and it's a new standard thing. Okay, but it's about how mix this visual with the storytelling.
It's
a mix.
Yes.
Because there is another production with this kind of style, but with the classic storytelling thing,
mm-hmm.
and it's okay. But when you see this mix of storytelling,
perfection.
Another way to tell the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. For me, it's so inspiring mm-hmm. when I see these gems. This is different. I see something different, basically.
I think it inspires also people who maybe are not, like, I'm not an animator, but that inspired me. And the storytelling is one thing, but also the way that it is served.
Yeah,
and
the visual
that you see is just incredible. The medium is important there.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, the vision. Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you so much for coming.
It was a pleasure.
It was a pleasure. A really nice talk. Thank you so much, man.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Thanks a lot for watching, and we hope that you did enjoy this episode as much as we did.
It was an amazing one, and as always, don't forget to comment, like, subscribe, all that jazz. Let us know what you're thinking about the episodes, and as always, let's stay in touch, and we'll see you in the next one.